I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A 21-year-old U.S. Air National Guardsman will make his first appearance in federal court in Boston Friday in connection with a brazen leak of hundreds of pages of classified U.S. government and military documents. The FBI say Jack Teixeira, a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, was taken into custody without incident at a resident in Dighton, Massachusetts on Thursday.
Teixeira was serving in the Guard for a couple of years and is alleged to have posted on an internet chat room months of documents that have U.S. secrets about military readiness in Ukraine and what the U.S. is doing to collect intelligence on allies and foes alike.
That's AP's Noman Merchant. The arrest came after U.S. media outlets reported that Teixeira had been identified as the leader of the online chat group on Discord where the leaked documents had been posted. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday became the fourth U.S. president after John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton to address a joint sitting of the Irish Parliament.
Our history, ours, yours and mine, reminds us of the responsibilities we have to the president, to the hopes of our ancestors, to the expectation of future generations. Because we know what it means to fight for democracy. Today, Ireland and the United States are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression and support the brave people of Ukraine.
Ireland has provided humanitarian support, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following Russia's invasion. Biden will wrap up his three-day visit to Ireland with a Friday night speech in Ballina, home of his paternal ancestors on the west coast of Ireland. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Sudan's military has warned about potential clashes with the country's powerful paramilitary force, which it said deployed troops in the capital and other cities. The military said on Thursday that the buildup of the rapid support force in Khartoum, Sudan's capital, and elsewhere in the country has come without approval or coordination with the armed forces leadership. Tensions between the army and the paramilitary have escalated in recent months over the issue of how the RSF would be integrated into the military. Florida lawmakers have tightened the state's abortion restrictions, voting to ban the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy. We get more on the story from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The GOP-controlled Florida legislature has already banned abortions after 15 weeks. This new measure further closes the window to just six. Critics say that's often before a woman even knows she's pregnant. But Governor Ron DeSantis, a potential presidential candidate, indicates that he supports it just as he did the previous ban last April.
Provide protections for unborn children from abortion.
There is a court challenge to the 15-week abortion ban, which added Florida to the list of southern states working to outlaw the procedure. Florida's bill does allow exemptions for the mother's life and cases of rape or incest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A man is under arrest in the U.S. city of San Francisco, accused of killing Cash App founder Bob Lee. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Prosecutors say Logan Barnhart grabbed an officer by the neck and torso and grabbed him into the crowd of rioters and later returned to a police line and swung a flagpole at officers. Video was shown in court. Barnhart said he didn't recognize himself. The way he was acting seemed foreign to him. Judge Rudolph Contreras says Barnhart ran to the fight, and everybody who directly and brazenly attacks police is inherently dangerous to the public. Barnhart wrote an apology letter addressed to an officer he assaulted, saying he was ashamed of his behavior, adding, "I hope one day we can all put aside our petty differences that seem to be tearing our beautiful country apart." Ed Donahue, Washington.
And that was not Ed Donahue's report. He was talking about the Capital One riot sentencing. Meantime, North Korean state media earlier Friday released a new image of the country's latest missile launch, calling it a solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. If confirmed, would give Pyongyang the ability to conduct quicker and more unpredictable launches that target the United States. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.